We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Pei Hei, the eighth chapter of Shara Bitachon. Hanavi Omer Oye Yordim Mitzrayim Leezra Al Susim Yishayinu. The prophet says, woe to those who go down to Egypt for assistance. They lean on the horses. Vayftechu Al Rechev Kirav. Their confidence is that they have many chariots. Val Paroshim Ki Atzmu Meod. And they think because they have so many horsemen, they'll be successful. Velo Shavu Al Kedosh Yisrael. And they don't call out to the Holy One of Israel. Ve'et Hashem lo darashu, they don't seek Hashem. Ve'gamu chacham v'ya ve'ra ve'et v'rav lo yisir. So God is wise. God brought bad times upon them. And he has not removed his prophecy where God forewarned there would be a destruction. Now the people, they didn't heed the warnings of the prophets because they figured we have a peace treaty with Egypt and they're going to support us with the horsemen and everything will be good. And they were right. Meaning when war came, when the Babylonian Empire came to destroy the temple, so the Egyptians did keep their end of the deal for the first few days. They headed out with huge battalions to support us, but God had told them it won't work. So what happened? God made it that there were tremendous waves at sea. And as they were headed out to help us, so they saw all these unusual waves and turbulence at sea. They started saying, what's going on here? And then God made it that they thought that the waves were taking the shapes of human beings. And they said, oh boy, these are our forefathers who are coming to protest. How come we're going to help the Jews? The Jews sunk our forefathers here in this sea. How could we be going to help them? And they spoke again and again, one to the other. And then as the tides got worse, they said, forget it. We're not going to help the Jews. So even though they had a peace treaty, and logic dictated that they would come, and they even went out of their lands to come and help us against the Babylonians. But that's what God warns them. He says, I'm smarter than you. And so the Egyptians turned back, and they didn't come. And then we ended up losing the temple, and mass destruction, and mass exile. So this is the verse that the Magen Midubna is going to focus on the idea of Hishtadlut, where on one hand you have to make a human effort, on the other hand, there's God's hand running the world. So he says, look at this pasuk. Itponenam b'mamar v'gamhu chacham. Look at the verse that says, and he too is wise, al haborei yitbarach. About the Creator, blessed be he. Uve'er maya chochma. So then, what does it mean? The verse says, he is wise, and what's his wisdom? Vayavera. He brought bad times, v'etivarav lo esir. He did not remove his prophecy, his word. How does this connect with the idea that he is wise? Should have said, shouldn't it have said, he is powerful, that he was able to bring bad times? But if you look closely, you see, the verse is coming to explain this deep concept we discussed earlier. Who's as wise as he, blessed be he, who understands what's going on within nature? Here you have an example of the concept he was discussing where God's hand works within nature. Because God gave the capacity to an army and to chariots to be powerful at war, laskilu latzliach, to use cunning, to be successful, ve'ech ishtaveh ritzon habroya shechafetz l'umam ul'abdam b'milchama, v'im kol zeh ishtaveh l'teva. So then you say, God's hand is running the war, right? We say, Hashem ish milchama, and yet there is a nature of wars. There seems to be a hand of nature at play here. La'zeh amar, mazeh titpaleh al chacham levav ha'mitzkoach, ve'gam hu chacham v'ya v'rav et v'rav lo esir. That's why the verse says, don't wonder about the army and how war plays itself out. God is also smart. And he could cause what he wants to happen at war too. Be'ulze, meaning, da, you have to know, ki amzavim ha-manigim ha-teva mitchakim shlosha sugim ni'inyanenu. There are three causes within nature. There are three types of forces at play within nature. First are the forces that affect life and death, health and illness. Second, the forces that affect our livelihood, profit and loss.
השלישי, סיבות חיי הנפש המסבדים לה ההשראה הנצחית, והסיבות לאומה ולאבדה, להורידה ולהפסידה, וכולן נקבו בשמותיהן.
The third are the forces that affect whether one gets eternal life, whether one gets lost in the world to come, and each one has their names. So Sibot Achim Ma'amavet, if we're talking about the forces that affect life and death, Hem Minei Ma'achalim HaTovim Va'arivim, that pertains to the different foods, Kumo Lechem Basal Dagim Yayin U'Shal Matamim, you talk about meat, fish, wine, other delicious foods, Hem Mamshichim HaChayim. They affect life, right? Within nature, you want to live, you need sustenance. So you need the food you eat, you need the air you breathe, you need certain things within your environment to live.
ולעומת זה המאכלים הרעים והמרים הארסיים, and then you have foods that are bitter, that are poisonous, יאירו ויוררו חולאים רעים,
they can cause different illnesses, ויסבבו גם המוות, they could even cause death. So that's, we have the things within nature that affect life and death. So again, he gave a crude example, we could go to more refined examples, doesn't matter, the concept is the same.
סיבות הפרנסה, when it comes to our livelihood, הם גשמים בעיתם ותללים, שלג וקור וחום, וקיץ וחורף ומסע ומתן, הון ואושר.
There you have, if you work in agriculture, even if you don't work in agriculture anymore, you could work in the commodities market, and you're still affected by nature. There's a hurricane, it affects all the economy. Suddenly General Electric, Aviel, don't hold this one against me, but I think there's a good chance that if the hurricane really destroyed so many people's basements, so then a lot of people are going to have to buy new washing machines. So then General Electric should see a profit from that. I'm not saying invest in General Electric.
Well, again, I just say that information is already reflected in the price. That's the point.
Okay, if other people thought of it.
It's like, you know, of course Google's going to do well. The question is, how well? So if it's going to do double, you know what I'm saying.
One second, General Electric.
No, it's not true, because General Electric has many, many components that stock. Right. I'm not saying go invest in General Electric. I'm just saying, but so the forces of nature affect many aspects of the economy and the seasons, right? An investor told me this morning, go invest in natural gas. I said, why? He said, it's the winter. So everyone knows natural gas goes up in the winter. So you're going to say, who says it?
No, Bill, but the price is reflected. It's like if we said here, you know what? Mashiach is going to come. Nope. No. It's reflected that it's going to come. The question is when? I mean, you know, it's
agreed. I agree. Okay. I'm not saying to buy natural gas. No. I agree with you. I agree. You know, he was telling me how convinced he is that he's investing in natural gas, and I was like, he might be right and he might be wrong. Right? Okay. Who knows?
The question is, it isn't because he sees that it's cold out there in the market. That's reflected in there.
Got it. Umasau matan hon va'osher, but sometimes it depends on how well you do business. Sometimes it depends on how much capital you have to do business. There are many components, but these are all, they all enter that realm, the forces at play when it comes to your livelihood. Hen sibot lamshich panasau l'kayma ula'arbotak chol pam yoter. And each one of these affect whether a person makes more or less, etc. Umul zeh efsed ve'ezek ha'gneva v'agzela. Then there are causes for a person's losses. Could be theft, ushal sibot ha'iduot, or all kinds of other good reasons. Asherhem nosim mevim la'adam adalut v'ashiflut. They cause a person poverty. So we know, in the realm of the physical world, we know more or less what's at play, what causes what. Sibot ha-nefesh, now when it comes to the soul, yan shama torah, hamvim atzlachata v'asharata, so then the causes for a pure soul's success and continuance, hem ha-torah v'amitzvot b'chlalan, that's Torah mitzvot in general, umul zeh lehafsidah olav dachas v'shalom, and on the other side of the scale, what causes its loss are the averot asher ben adam la'amakom, asher ben adam la'chavero, the sins between man and his fellow man and his creator. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Shem, next time. He's building a thought. He's in the process of developing a thought. So what we saw today was the verse in Isaiah that describes God as being wise in his capacity to bring destruction, the destruction of the temple. He asked, why is that reflected? Why is that a reflection of God's wisdom? And then he said, okay, so we have to understand how nature works and how God works within nature. So if we're going to break down nature into components, so with regard to our discussion, we're going to discuss three types of forces within nature. The forces that affect health or longevity and death,
or illness, the forces that affect livelihood or lack thereof, and the forces that affect the soul in the long run. And the forces that affect the soul are the Torah and mitzvos. Now, where is he taking us? We'll see. His goal is to discuss how much is God involved in how things play themselves out in this world. And again, he's setting up the stage. We'll stay tuned and we'll see next time, Bezrat Hashem, how he develops this thought.